From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At the Nuclear Security Summit here in Washington, President Obama said in the wake of attacks in places including Brussels, there's great urgency over the nuclear issue as well as eliminating terrorism. Also at the summit, Mr. Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping pledged to cooperate to confront the North Korean nuclear threat.
Of great importance to both of us is North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons, which threatens the security and stability of the region. And President Xi and I are both committed to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and full implementation of UN sanctions.
The Nuclear Security Summit in Washington is the fourth and final summit of its kind for President Obama. Belgium prosecutors say the top suspect in the November terrorist attack on Paris can be extradited back to France. France's justice minister says he expects that Salam Abdeslam will be sent to Paris within 10 days. Salam's lawyer said his client agrees to the extradition. Abdeslam is accused of helping plan the November 13 terror attacks in Paris that killed 130. In Turkey, a car bomb attack left 6 police officers dead, at least 23 other people wounded in the Kurdish-majority southeastern city of Diyarbakir. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. An offshoot of the Kurdistan Workers' Party claimed 2 car bombing attacks earlier this year in the capital, Ankara. Several human rights organizations have denounced a wave of opposition arrest in the Republic of Congo. Tensions remain high following the recent re-election of incumbent President Denis Sassou Nguesso, with the opposition contesting the results. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Commissioner has described new allegations of sexual abuse against UN and French soldiers as sickening, adding that the matter will be fully investigated. Stefan Dujarric is a spokesman for UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
We must face the fact that a number of troops who were sent to protect people instead acted with hearts of darkness. These crimes fester in silence. That is why the Secretary General is shining a spotlight on these despicable, depraved, and deeply disturbing allegations.
Most of the allegations involve UN contingents from Burundi and Gabon that were in the Central African Republic between 2013 and 2015, along with French troops stationed in the same area. On Monday, the European Union and Greece are scheduled to begin sending migrants, including Syrians, from the Greek Isles to Turkey under a deal reached 2 weeks ago between the Turkish government and the European Union. The agreement aims to ease Europe's migrant crisis, but human rights advocates and others in Europe have protested the deal, saying it arises from xenophobia. For every Syrian refugee returned to Turkish territory, Turkey will send one more Syrian refugee to the European Union for resettlement. Joel Millman is with the International Organization for Migration.
We did see over Easter weekend a terrible decline in number of migrants crossing from Turkey into Greece. Don't know if that is a factor of the new migrant agreement between the EU and Turkey or the Easter holiday or what, but we're talking about fewer than 300 over 2 days. So we think that we'll see that pick up, but if it doesn't, that traffic may shift back to North Africa like it did a couple of years ago.
IOM's Joel Millman says the main route for migrants from various countries traveling from North Africa to Italy getting busy again. The U.S. Republican Party presidential frontrunner Donald Trump faces new scrutiny after his call for some form of punishment for women who secure abortions if the procedure is ever prohibited in the United States, even though within hours he backtracked on that comment. Both of Trump's 2 remaining challengers for the Republican presidential nomination, Ohio Governor John Kasich and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, also oppose abortion rights, but Kasich said Trump's original abortion statement and casual comments he has made about the possible U.S. use of nuclear weapons just show he's really not prepared to be president of the United States. Cruz accused Trump of saying anything just to get attention. Trump met Thursday with the head of the Republican National Committee and tweeted that that meeting went well. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.